Yes, thanks, Dino. Thanks, Beaver. Well, certainly a fantastic way to finish the season for the Brisbane Heat. Not only have they won the game, they've done some real damage to the Melbourne Stars' net run rate. But more importantly, James Hopes has joined me down here. Fantastic game, James. Really great finish to the season. Disappointing the start, but you've finished on a good note, which gives you a lot of positive signs for next season.
Yeah, it does. We spoke about when we lost the first four games that the last four games were going to be about setting up a platform to see how we're going to play next year, and I think the boys went a long way towards doing that.
James, Dino here.
Hello, mate.
Congratulations on it. It's been absolutely brilliant, mate. You've been, been great for Victoria. Oh, it's Victoria. For Australia.
We would have loved him in Victoria.
We would have loved him in Victoria, let me say. But can you believe the start by Budrow today, firstly, to set it up for you? The game was won the third over.
Mate, amazing. He's been threatening to do that. He's bowled pretty well without luck through the whole tournament. I think his economy rate shows that. And he's taken the new ball the last couple of games. And I'd be surprised if he leaves from that position next year.
Yeah, let's quickly talk. If you want a quick little look over the summer itself for the Heat. You've got three wins. You've just struggled with the ball, the team, this year to get wickets.
Yeah, we have. The Gabba, we know it's a great place to bat, but it's also a very difficult place to bowl, especially when we're on the end pitch there and we've got like a 50-metre boundary. And it's a very true pitch, but it's good that Shane Bond and Dan Vittori have seen it now and seen what they've got going forward. So we'll have some different plans next year, I'm sure.
Do you think someone, you'd target maybe a Mitchell Johnson or someone next year to come in?
I think we do need speed. If we can get Badgery with the new ball and at the other end, if we've got genuine speed and for the death as well. Joshy Layla's signed for a few years, so he's going to be a good addition. And Cutsy's growing into a bit of a death role for us. And if we can get one more like genuine quick bowler, I think that'll be nice.
James, speaking of next year, Brendan McCullum, of course, comes into the squad. He was meant to play this year, but with his Black Caps commitments, I mean, that's going to add such heavy artillery to the top order. But what about your own plans? 37 years young, will we see you back again next year in the Teal?
If I'm answering the question now, no, you won't see me back next year in the Teal. I think I'll move into an off-field role with the Brisbane Heat and more of a mentoring role and talking to the bowlers and the batsmen, for that matter. And yeah, just helping out. But no, you won't see me on the park for the Heat.
What about us at first class and everything else, mate? What's your plans there?
My plans are I'm going to play the last five Shield games, hopefully, injury-free, and that'll be it, yeah.
Lenny, is he in your team to play in the 11 I'm talking about for the Australian T20 team?
He's in the squad. Depends what they want to do with that number three position. You've obviously got a fair few pretty good players.
Yeah.
Obviously, Steve Smith will be looking to slot in there somewhere as well. Depends how they want to use him. He's a very destructive hitter, and to be honest, he wouldn't be the worst guy going in at the end of a 2020 game as well at that 5-6 position. He can clear the boundary with relative ease, and his shoulder's going to get better and better. Like I'd say, if you fast forward a couple of months, he's going to be throwing pretty normally.
Do you think he's got a problem against spin, though? That's what a lot of people are talking about. He gets knocked over too much to spin.
No, I've never really seen
it. Is that too harsh?
Yeah, but probably is, because I think he backs himself to try hit it for six a lot. And it gets him into some trouble. And I think we've got to understand he's pretty young in terms of cricket. He's missed a fair bit of cricket over the last few years with his shoulder injury.
Yeah.
So I think he's going to grow in confidence. Hopefully he gets at least one Shield game in, maybe one or two Shield games to get some time in the middle again.
And speaking of his destructive hitting, what you saw tonight, I mean, you played alongside Adam Gilchrist in his pomp amongst your 84 ODIs for Australia and 12 T20s, but some of that hitting tonight, five consecutive sixes off Ben Hilfenhaus, where does that rank in your long, glittering career of destructive hitting?
Mate, to me, he's beside Andrew Symons with how easily he can clear the fence. And what he did tonight, like he got us that start. At the end of the day, when he got out, I think we should have been looking at more than 190 or whatever we got. We probably should have had a two at the end of our score. So what we need to do next year going forward, especially with him, is when he bats like that, we need the rest of the boys to step up so we get more than 188, I think, because he's done that a few times this year and we've left him hanging a little bit.
Fatigue is a big thing with players. Do you think now, after your season's just finished, that you had enough time to play 10 games within that time? You only played 8, but could you play 10? There's no hassles on the players' bodies?
No, to be honest, mate, we're having to increase our workloads bowling in the nets to get ready for Shield cricket, so we could probably fit a few more games in, yeah.
James, always appreciate your time. You're always very generous with your time on Macquarie Radio Summer of Cricket. Congratulations on a terrific career. Good luck over the second half of the Shield season with your beloved Queensland Bulls, and we look forward to speaking to you next season in an off-field role.
Thank you, guys. Much appreciated.